This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Question and answer of the week.
From BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的你问我答节目，我是冯菲菲。在每集节目中，我们会回答一个大家在英语学习时遇到的问题。来听一下本集节目中要回答的问题。
Hello, I'm Eric, an English teacher from China. I'm writing to ask about the difference between these three words, which I'm confused about. They are argue, quarrel, and debate. Thank you.
谢谢 Eric 给我们发来的问题。他的问题中提到的三个单词 argue, quarrel 和 debate 的意思都和争论、争吵有关。我们通过一个情景来区分这三个近义词的意思和用法。小张是个大学生，他平时性格温和，不喜欢和别人争执。有一天，他和室友因为一点小事吵了起来，但经过沟通，两个人很快就和好了。小张还是学校辩论队的成员，在上周的全国辩论赛中，参加者们讨论了使用社交媒体的利弊。小张的队伍是正方，他用有力的论据支持了自己的论点，帮助队伍获得了优势。
Xiao Zhang is a university student. She is good-tempered, and she does not like arguing with people. One day, she had a quarrel with her roommate over something trivial, but they talked to each other and made up soon after. Xiao Zhang is on the university debating team. During last week's national contest,The participants debated whether social media is a force for good. Her team argued in favor of the motion. Xiao Zhang supported her argument with compelling evidence and helped her team gain an advantage.
在这个简短的故事中，出现了很多类似争吵、争执、辩论、论点等近义词。我们来分析一下在上述的场景中使用 argue, quarrel 和 debate 的理由。首先，当我们想要表示与人争吵或发生争执的时候，应该选用动词 argue 或 quarrel。这是因为 argue 和 quarrel 都可以表示两个或多个人或团体间因意见、想法等不同而发生口角，也就是我们平时常说的吵架。但 debate 却不能用来表示日常生活中人与人之间的争吵。在表示争吵这个含义的时候，Argue 是人与人之间由于产生不同意见而争吵。Quarrel 则多指家人、朋友、关系好的熟人之间因一些小事的吵闹。它们的名词形式分别是 quarrel 和 argument。来听几个例句。
She doesn't like arguing with people.
小张不喜欢和别人争吵。
She doesn't like quarreling with people.
小张不喜欢和别人吵架。
Xiao Zhang had an argument with her roommate over something trivial. Xiao Zhang had a quarrel with her roommate over something trivial.
You're listening
to bbclearningenglish.com.
单词 argue 还有一个 quarrel 不具备的含义，那就是论证、说理。即通过论证来支持某个观点、想法。请听例句。
She argued in favor of the motion. She supported her argument with compelling evidence.
单词 debate 做动词时的意思是讨论、争论严肃而正式的话题。它做名词的时候的含义是讨论、辩论。来听两个例句。
Xiao Zhang is on the university debating team.The participants debated whether social media is a force for good.
好了，希望本集你问我答帮助大家掌握了动词 argue, quarrel 和 debate 以及它们的名词之间的用法及区别。简单的总结一下，单词 argue 和 quarrel 都可以表示日常生活中人与人之间发生的争吵、口角、争执，但 argue 的感情色彩要强于 quarrel。此外 ,argue 还可以表示论证、说理的意思。而单词 debate 则指讨论、争论较为严肃的话题。 也可以指辩论这一表达形式。再次感谢 Eric 发来的问题。如果你在英语学习中遇到疑问，可以把问题发送到 questions.china@bbc.co.uk。你也可以通过微博 BBC 英语教学私信的形式与我们取得联系。谢谢收听本集你问我答节目，我是冯飞飞，下次再见。
Question and answer of the week
from bbclearningenglish.com